How can I act with love when all of my previous experience is screaming at me that a particular moment is likely to be painful?
Ignore your previous experience and go into the moment. Be here now. See what there is to work with right now in creating yourself anew. Remember, this is what you are doing here. You have come to this world in this way, at this time, in this place, to know who you are and to create who you wish to be. This is the purpose of all of life. Life is an ongoing, never-ending process of recreation. You keep recreating yourselves in the image of your next highest idea about yourselves.
But isn't that rather like the man who jumped off the highest building, sure that he could fly? He ignored his previous experience and the observed experience of others and jumped off the building, all the while declaring, "I am God." That doesn't seem very smart.
And I tell you this, men have achieved results much greater than flying. Men have healed sickness. Men have raised the dead.
One man has.
You think only one man has been granted such powers over the physical universe?
Only one man has demonstrated them.
Not so. Who parted the Red Sea?
God.
Indeed. But who called upon God to do that?
Moses.
Exactly. And who called upon me to heal the sick and raise the dead?
Jesus.
Yes. And now do you think what Moses and Jesus did, you cannot do?
But they didn't do it. They asked you to. That's a different thing.
Okay, we'll go with your construction for now. And do you think that you cannot ask me these same miraculous things?
I suppose I could.
And would I grant them?
I don't know.
That's the difference between you and Moses. That's what separates you from Jesus.
Many people believe if they ask in Jesus' name, you will grant their request.
Yes, many people do believe that. They believe they have no power, but they have seen, or believe others who have seen, the power of Jesus. So they ask in his name, even though he said, "Why are you so amazed? These things and more shall you also do." Yet the people could not believe it. Many do not to this day. You all imagine you are unworthy. So you ask in the name of Jesus, or the Blessed Virgin Mary, or the patron saint of this or that, or the sun god, or the spirit of the east. You'll use anybody's name, anybody's, but your own. Yet I tell you this, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you.
Jump off the building and you shall fly.
There have been people who have levitated. Do you believe this?
Well, I've heard of it, I guess.
And people who have walked through walls and even left their bodies.
Yes, yes, but I've never seen anybody walk through walls, and I don't suggest anyone try it. Nor do I think we should jump off buildings. That's probably not good for your health.
That man fell to his death not because he could not have flown if he were coming from the right state of being, but because he could never have demonstrated godliness by trying to show himself as separate from you.
Please explain.
The man on the building lived in a world of self-delusion in which he imagined himself to be other than the rest of you. By declaring, "I am God," he began his demonstration with a lie. He hoped to make himself separate, larger, more powerful. It was an act of the ego. Ego, that which is separate, individual, can never duplicate or demonstrate that which is one. By seeking to demonstrate that he was God, the man in the building demonstrated only his separateness, not his unity with all things. Thus, he sought to demonstrate godliness by demonstrating ungodliness and failed. Jesus, on the other hand, demonstrated godliness by demonstrating unity. And seeing unity and wholeness wherever and upon whomever he looked. In this his consciousness and my consciousness were one, and in such a state, whatever he called forth was made manifest in his divine reality in that holy moment.
I see. So all it takes is Christ consciousness to perform miracles. Well, that should make things simple.
Actually, it does. More simple than you think. And many have achieved such consciousness. Many have been Christed, not just Jesus of Nazareth. You can be Christed too.
How?
By seeking to be. by choosing to be. But it is a choice you must make every day, every minute. It must become the very purpose of your life. It is the purpose of your life. You simply do not know it. And even if you know it, even if you remember the exquisite reason for your very existence, you do not seem to know how to get there from where you are.
Yes, that is the case. So how can I get from where I am to where I want to be?
I tell you this again. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
I've been seeking and knocking for 35 years. You'll pardon me if I'm a little bored with that line.
If not to say disillusioned, yes. But really, while I have to give you good grades for trying, an A for effort, so to speak, I can't say, I can't agree with you, that you've been seeking and knocking for 35 years. Let's agree that you've been seeking and knocking on and off for 35 years, mostly off. In the past, when you were very young, you came to me only when you were in trouble, when you needed something. As you grew older and matured, you realized that was probably not a right relationship with God, and sought to create something more meaningful. Even then, I was hardly more than a sometimes thing. Still later, as you came to understand that union with God can be achieved only through communion with God, you undertook the practices and behaviors that could achieve communion, yet even these you engaged sporadically, inconsistently. You meditated, you held ritual, you called me forth in prayer and chant, and you evoked the spirit of me in you, but only when it suited you, only when you felt inspired to. And glorious as your experience of me was, even on these occasions, still you've spent 95% of your life caught up in the illusion of separateness, and only flickering moments here and there in the realization of ultimate reality. You still think that your life is about car repairs and telephone bills and what you want out of relationships, that it's about the dramas you've created rather than the creator of those dramas. You have yet to learn why you keep creating your dramas. You're too busy playing them out. You say you understand the meaning of life, but you do not live your understandings. You say you know the way toward communion with God, but you do not take that way. You claim you're on the path, but you do not walk it. Then you come to me and say you've been seeking and knocking for 35 years. I hate to be the one to disillusion you, but it's time you stopped being disillusioned in me and started seeing you as you really are. Now, I tell you this. You want to be Christed? Act like Christ every minute of every day. It's not that you don't know how. He has shown you the way. Be like Christ in every circumstance. It's not that you can't. He has left you instructions. You are not without help in this, should you seek it. I'm giving you guidance every minute of every day. I am the still small voice within which knows which way to turn, which path to take, which answer to give, which action to implement, which word to say, which reality to create if you truly seek communion and unity with me. Just listen to me.
I guess I just don't know how to do that.
Ah, nonsense. You're doing it right now. Simply do it all the time.
I can't walk around with a yellow legal pad every minute of the day. I can't stop everything and start writing notes to you, hoping you'll be there with one of your brilliant answers.
Thank you. They are brilliant. And here's another one. Yes, you can. I mean, if someone told you that you could have a direct connection with God, a direct link, a direct line, and all you had to do was make sure you had paper and pen handy at all times, would you do it?
Well, yes, of course.
Yet you just said you wouldn't, or can't. So what's the matter with you? What are you saying? What is your truth? Now, the good news is that you don't even need a pad and pen. I am with you always. I don't live in the pen. I live in you.
That is true, isn't it? I mean, I can really believe that, can't I?
Of course you can believe it. It's what I've been asking you to believe from the beginning. It's what every master, including Jesus, has said to you. It is the central teaching. It is the ultimate truth. I am with you always, even unto the end of time. Do you believe this?
Yes. Yes, now I do. More than ever, I mean.
Good. Then use me. If it works for you to take out a pad and a pen, and I must say that seems to work pretty well for you, then take out a pad and a pen. More often, every day, every hour if you have to. Get close to me. Get close to me. Do what you can. Do what you have to. Do what it takes. Say a rosary. Kiss a stone. Bow to the east. Chant a chant. Swing a pendulum. Test a muscle. Or write a book. Do what it takes. Each of you has your own construction. Each of you has understood me, created me in your own way. To some of you, I am a man. To some of you, I am a woman. To some, I am both. To some, I am neither. To some of you, I am pure energy. To some, the ultimate feeling, which you call love. And some of you have no idea what I am. You simply know that I am. And so it is. I am. I am the wind which rustles your hair. I am the sun which warms your body. I am the rain which dances on your face. I am the smell of flowers in the air. And I am the flowers which send their fragrance upward. I am the air which carries the fragrance. I am the beginning of your first thought. I am the end of your last. I am the idea which sparked your most brilliant moment. I am the glory of its fulfillment. I am the feeling which fueled the most loving thing you ever did. I am the part of you which yearns for that feeling again and again. Whatever works for you, whatever makes it happen, whatever ritual, ceremony, demonstration, meditation, thought, song, word, or action it takes for you to reconnect, do this. Do this in remembrance of me.